Well, it's Black Friday. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and now it's off. The countdown to Christmas is going to be on.
That's right. It's officially a go.
Don't forget that Saturday is going to be Shop Small Town Saturday across the area, so all your radio stations that are on the network, certainly encourage you to shop local on Saturday and all year long, matter of fact. Don't forget, December 4th is the TK Angus 40th Annual Production Bull and Female Sale. It'll be at the ranch east of Valentine, Nebraska, selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of the 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, Nebraska, or bib and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
And ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Did you ever wish that you just had a single place for all of your livestock news? Well, you do have a place. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. You can just dig into the latest livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Well, everybody, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And I just was going to run this by you to see how many of these mistakes were made by everybody over the holiday. These are controversial Thanksgiving topics that you should avoid. So, your fight with your cousin's boyfriend should not be brought up at the Thanksgiving table. What you think of the current president should not be brought up. The $500 your brother still owes you, don't bring that up at Thanksgiving. Your newfound atheism, probably not a popular topic. Your petition for gun control might not go over well with everybody. In this part of the woods, probably would. All your children's amazing accomplishments, don't have to share all of those. Why your brother isn't married yet. Your sister's children, or lack thereof, are not good topics. Parenting advice, not good. And how you change...
These are pretty accurate. These are good.
How you would change the recipe. That would insult the cook.
Don't do that.
So how many of those faux pas did you make on Thanksgiving? Hopefully none of those.
But exactly.
Kim, what do you have to share?
Actually, Mike, I have some Thanksgiving Day related facts and trivia. I think we're carrying Thanksgiving fully into the next day, aren't we?
Yep.
Well, we might as well, I think. Anyway, I thought these were kind of some interesting, solid facts that you can take to the bank. 292.9 million Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. 46 million turkeys are eaten. The National Turkey Federation, an association that identifies itself as the national advocate for America's turkey industry, estimates that approximately 46 million turkeys were eaten on Thanksgiving last year. And 6 states raise most of the country's turkeys. Didn't really think about it that way. Minnesota, North Carolina, Arkansas, Indiana, Missouri, and Virginia are the top turkey producers. So that'll get you something. That and $2.50 will get you a cup of coffee at a...
I thought it was Virginia baked hams.
Yeah. Hey, they got
that
right.
I didn't hear anything about Virginia turkeys in
there. Me neither. Hey, 7.8 million pounds of cranberries were consumed. Americans eat 80 million pounds of cranberries during the week of Thanksgiving.
And leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey and cranberry sandwiches, right?
Oh, are the best. With Miracle Whip. Oh, yum. Good stuff. With leftover dinner rolls.
True.
That's right. 50 million pumpkin pies are eaten throughout November. That's the whole month of November. $61 for dinner. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that a classic Thanksgiving feast for 10 will cost the family an average of $61. That's down 4.5% from last year's record average of $64. And 3,000 calories. You probably don't want to know about this part. According to the Calorie Control Council, the International Food and Beverage Association focused on healthy eating and exercise, estimates that consumers eat about 3,000 calories during Thanksgiving and 25 million parade viewers. Lots of people watching the Thanksgiving Day parade.
We hope that you had a fantastic Thanksgiving celebration with your family. If you're gathering up this weekend, maybe a little post-Thanksgiving, have fun with that as well. And the countdown now on to Christmas. If you have items to share on the good stuff, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We always appreciate those holiday stories. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.